offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
When you confess me, homologeo, when you say the same thing I'm saying, I'm going before the Father, and I'm confessing you. And God's going to open the heaven in your situation, in time. It may not be happening for others. They may be talking about how their feet killing them. But you confessing God's word. Hello? And as you do it, God says he's opening the heaven over you. That's why nobody can stop you but you. Nobody can determine how far you go but you. Nobody can block you but you. And God is of no respecter of persons. When it comes to destiny, destiny has no respect of persons. Whosoever will. Amen. Then he goes on. Did y'all get that? Validation. Heaven's open. Spirit without measure. Anointing to do what you called to do in that time. And then there'll be a completion, a maturation. Not only that, providence speaks. God starts to set stuff up for you. Jesus is confessing you as the high priest of your confession and the apostle. He's going before you and as an advocate. And he always gets his answers. He's talking to the Father in your behalf because you are confessing him in public. He's confessing you before God. And what you are saying there, they're making sure it's coming to pass. Lord, they want to laugh at him. They want to talk about him. They want to say, where is your God? But guess what? When you stay the course, Jesus said, I'm confessing you before my Father in heaven. And watch what happens. Providence. Stuff starts happening for you. Out of nowhere, stuff starts happening. Stuff starts coming. I was telling a story that I heard a pastor tell, and I think I was sharing it with my son. Some of us remember Evie Hill. Some of us don't. Evie who? Yeah, some of us remember Evie Hill, a well-known TBN preacher, Baptist preacher, but anointed by God and told some of the best stories. He says that when he was young, he was very, very poor growing up in Mississippi, very poor. And so poor that all the classes in his little one-room school were in that one room. And he graduated from the, I guess you'd call it the middle school now, number one in his class. And you know why? He was the only one in his class. And his mother would always say, my boy is going to college. He was the oldest. They had fields. All the other farmers would say, you know, Miss Hill, your son, he's strong enough. You need him in the field. She said, no, he going to college. Got into the high school class, all the classes in the same room. And he graduated from there, number one in his class. You know why? He's the only one in his class. I said, Mrs. Hill, your son, he's ready, he's strong. You need him in the field to work. She said, no, my boy is going to college. She got his old suitcase together. It was so old and ran one of them cardboard. Some of y'all don't remember. Y'all won't remember. Some of us remember them cardboard. You could punch it and punch a hole in it. But that was a suitcase. It was so ragged they had to tie ropes around both ends of it to hold it together. She gave him his bag lunch, and the chicken was so greasy he had to hold it up underneath because the grease was dripping through there. This was his lunch. And she gave him $17.95 and put him on the trailway to go to North Carolina. And so he's off to college. On the way, the devil talking to him, "You gonna look like a fool. You got $17.95 and you call yourself gonna go to college." But on the other side, he would hear his mother say, "My son's going to college." He gets in line to pay the fees. And he's standing there in line and he's sweating bullets because the devil's still talking. See, this is why you got to take stuff public. The devil's still talking, but he's standing in line. He gets up, he's second in line. And the devil tell him that you gonna look like a fool and da-da-da-da-da-da. You ain't getting into no college. And when he got second in line, a big old robust guy comes over to him and says, "Are you E.V. Hill?" He said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Get out of line." He says, "But sir," he said, no. You heal, right?" "Yeah, yes, sir, yes, sir." He said, "Get out of line." He says, "But sir, I'm, you know, he said, "I said get out of line." So he drops his head, he gets on out of line, he goes over and sit down, and the guy comes over to him and says, "I don't know who did this or how this happened, but somebody has paid your full tuition. Somebody has given you a $150 stipend for each month that you'll have money, and they pay for your books too." Amen. We don't know how this happened. True story, we don't know how this happened. But all he could hear now was his mom saying, "He going to college. My son going to college. My son going to college. My son going to college. He ain't going in the field. He going to college. We going to college. Come on, somebody. He going to college. Tell somebody, I'm going to college." She stayed with her confession. Jesus confessed her before the Father, who went before them and set them up concerning their confession. Ah, don't you just love it? Can't nobody stop you but you. Now he said also that if you confess me before men publicly, I'll confess you before the angels. Before the angels. How many know angels hearken to the voice of God's word? Amen. Remember now, homologeo, to say the same thing. Jesus said, if you confess me, if you say the same thing I'm saying before men and not compromise with their unbelief, their mockings, all of the stuff that they bring, but you stay with my word, then I will confess you before the angels. Now, the word of God tells us in Hebrews chapter 1, 14, that angels are ministering spirits. They are here to minister. Amen. Get that up for me, if you will. There it is. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth? Tell somebody they're sent forth. To minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Okay, now we have the Father validating us, opening the heaven, you know, maturing us in the spirit realm, giving us the spirit on the inside that is needed for the task that's ahead of you. And now you got the angels. The angels out there fighting for you. The angels out there changing the furniture around. He said, "I'll confess you before my Father, and I'll confess you before the angels." And what you are saying, they're out there seeing to it that it comes to pass. They are moving people around. They're moving people out. They're binding the enemy. They're making your way plain. They're making your path straight. They are bringing things toward you because you are confessing me before men. I'm confessing you before the angels. They hearken to the voice of God's word. That angel that appeared to Daniel, Gabriel, he said, "Daniel, the first day that you begin to fast and seek the face of God," he said specifically, "your words were heard. You see, Daniel had come across the prophecies of Jeremiah, and he knew that the 70 years of captivity were up. By revelation, he knew it, so he starts speaking and praying over what was in the word, that this was the end. He was repenting for the nation, and the angels heard, heaven heard. He was saying what the prophecy said. Amen. And the angel had to fight. Michael came to assist him, and he broke through the atmosphere, and he came to Daniel, and he said, "Oh, beloved of God, amen, the first day that you begin to pray this prophecy, you begin to speak these things, your words were heard." Amen. Why? You were confessing the word, which is Christ. Amen. And he said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the angels. Amen. In other words, the angels was here, will hear and say, wait a minute, we need to go now. Amen. We need to go now. We need to go now and break through for them now. It don't take all year long. Help me, Holy Ghost. It don't take till next year this time. The moment you start saying it, the moment you start believing it, the moment you start decreeing it, it goes into motion. Something is activated. Jesus said, I start confessing you in the spirit realm to the angels. They're on assignment here. You don't want no whole gang of unemployed angels. Because see, they're not really unemployed, because if they're not working, the other one's working. Because you're giving them place. But he said, when you confess me before men, I'll confess you. Or your confession will be heard before the angels. And they hearken for the voice of God's word, to do what? To minister for them, to bring to pass the purposes of God Almighty. So our confession, and Jesus is the high priest of our confession. When he said the damsel sleepeth, to the natural mind, that's a lie. She dead. What was he doing? He ain't studying folk. They laughed. They mocked. But when she woke up and walked out that room, it was a whole other story there. What was he doing? He was activating the law of confession. It's a law. It's predictable. It'll work the same every time. I say it'll work the same every time. And sometimes when you say some things, shut up. Stop trying to explain yourself to everybody. Then you get confused. Then you water stuff down. Just say it. Put it out there. Your tongue is a pen of a ready writer. It started writing on that atmosphere. It started breaking stuff down in that environment. Your words have power to manifest a kingdom that you are carrying on the inside. And when you keep on saying it and keep on walking there, what you carry will affect the earth that you walk on. Everything around you starts to conform to the image of who you are. You have what you say.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.